The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime, from anywhere. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. After meeting with the president to discuss Iran's nuclear threat, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, at its convention in Washington.
My friends, Israel has waited for the international community to resolve this issue. We've waited for diplomacy to work. None of us can afford to wait much longer.
And yet, it appears that the president has in fact convinced Israel to wait longer. How? More after this from Charlie. There are plenty of reports that if it was up to Israel, there would be big craters where Iran's uranium centrifuges are spinning right now. But according to retired General James Cartwright, Iran anticipated that possibility. Their biggest facility is under a mountain.
Deep enough underground that there really aren't weapons to go down to penetrate that kind of activity.
Israel clearly would still like to give it a try. But President Obama is worried such an attack would only make the Ayatollahs even stronger, stifle all dissent in Iran, and start a Mideast war, all in the middle of a presidential campaign. He has apparently succeeded in getting Israel to hold off. And you may wonder how, given that Israel was not at all shy about bombing reactors in Iraq and reportedly in Syria. Well, CBS's David Martin reports.
Israel is capable of a one-time strike, but only the U.S. has the air power to go back and hit targets again and again.
In other words, if Israel goes it alone, all they do is give Iran an excuse to fire on Tel Aviv without stopping the nuclear program. But then, as General Cartwright points out, even if you did stop Iran's nuclear program, you couldn't stop it for long.
You're not going to kill the intellectual capital to just rebuild the centrifuges someplace else and continue on.
Wow. Sometimes it makes you wonder why anybody would want to invent these crazy weapons in the first place. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.